fresh off the stage at the Laugh Factory, where I'm sure you crushed it. We have Anne Marie Scheffler. Am I saying your last name correctly?
You are. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you for being patient. People love Steve and Johnny. Did you grow up with like anybody who was, you know, just if you heard them again, you'd be like, I need to tell them how they changed my life? Were other comedians that you had the chance to meet in your career that you're like, thank you?
Yeah, well, you know, coming up from Second City, Toronto, like, you know, John Candy.
Yes.
Like, Toronto's like also Jim Carrey, like, you know, Scarborough, like East End Toronto. So yeah, like a lot of good comedy comes out of Toronto. Yeah.
Now you had sort of a change in life. You were married with kids, thought everything was going great. And do you feel like when something changes in your life, you're like, okay, now I at least have somewhere to put it. What happened that changed your life?
You know, everything is copy. Who said that? What's her name? Nora Ephron.
Nora Ephron. Yes,
yeah,
she did
that. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So you think like, I'm just trying to do it perfectly like my sisters, or like, you know, I was raised Catholic, a very traditional Polish Catholic kind of girl. And when my life was so not traditional, I was like, well, I guess I'm a comedian then. And, you know.
Right. I guess this is happening. So did you have any inclination that your husband wanted to end the marriage?
Yeah. Like I basically grew up dating other comedians or actors or people in the industry. And then when push came to shove and it was time to have some babies, I was like, all right, you egomaniacal people who are like me, you're done. I'm going to marry a regular guy. And so I married like a really wonderful human being who's not an actor.
Uh-huh.
And that seemed like a really good idea to have a family with this beautiful person.
Sure.
But you know what? When you're an actor, it's like a whole screwed up kind of personality situation. And I think it was really hard for my now ex-husband to be married to someone who's like got a crazy drive for their career, you know? And I had this LA thing going on, and it was a bit too much. And so we had a wonderful 10-year marriage, two beautiful children who one day will drive me to the nursing home and leave me there. So.
Well, that's an investment. People don't realize.
You don't get it. You got no one to drive you to the nursing home. Yeah, so. Yeah,
you need somebody. You know they're going to drop you off. And they might leave a note with you.
They might leave a note.
Please be kind.
Here's my Visa card. I'll pay for some of it at the end. Yeah, like that.
What are you up to? I know that you're originally from Canada, out of Toronto, now based out of Los Angeles. How long have you been in L.A.?
Well, I'm straddling. I'm a girl who likes to straddle, Patty.
Sure. So. I know the feeling, believe me.
I do my yoga. I can straddle. It's all good. But yeah, so, you know, Chicago this weekend, I'm doing Suddenly Mummy. And on that Friday night at 7:30. And then I'm doing MILF Life Crisis. I don't call it my divorce show. I call it my dating again show. Mm-hmm. And that is Sunday night at 6:30.
And I was introduced to you by Kara Kozlowski, who's in studio with us as well. He'll be on tomorrow night, too, for our Freak Out Friday is what we call our political Friday nights.
Yep.
But Carl messaged me and he's like, look, I don't, and he never has. He's never said, hey, can you have this person on? You're the first person. He's like, believe me, you're going to love her. And so Carl, how did you meet Anne Marie?
Okay. So this is really weird. Okay. So not to sound too spacey or whatever, but here's the deal. I went to Second City Hollywood to watch a show as a favor to another comedy friend who said, hey, my daughter's in this troupe. Would you go watch her? See if you can publicize them.
Uh-huh.
And the thing was, I thought their show was okay. It wasn't a big deal. And so I just kind of danced around like, yeah, sure. You know, I didn't really say anything about doing the show or doing a story about them. And so as I'm leaving, I'm like, you know, that wasn't that great. Whatever. And all of a sudden I see this poster. And it was Anne Marie for the MILF Life Crisis poster. And it wasn't just that she was like this stunning woman in the poster, but it was the whole layout is like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, look it up, Google it, Google image MILF Life Crisis, and it just pops. It's this amazing blue background, big red letters, MILF Life Crisis. And I was like, what is that? And so I run this podcast called Oh Man, That's Awful. I run a podcast station called Radio Titans, and we ask people every Saturday to talk about funny, awful stories about an aspect of their life that they dealt with and overcame. And so I thought, I want to get her to talk about being a single mom and a MILF. And so I was dating this complete psycho that is also a MILF, or, you know, but once you realize you break up that, you know, you don't really think of them as a MILF anymore. You're like, it becomes like a MILF I do not like to, you know, so it becomes M-I-L, M-I- DLF or what, I don't know.
Right,
so,
right.
And I thought, oh, she was coming to visit. I said, okay, I'm going to pick her, have Anne-Marie be the guest, have my ex go be a guest host that week, and they could share funny stories about this stuff. But then when I realized, oh my God, I don't even want to see you, don't come out here to the ex, I just went ahead and kept Anne-Marie as a guest on the show.
Oh, there you go.
She was so funny and so great. And we just clicked instantly that I was just like, oh my God, this is the next Ellen or whatever legendary
nice.
Woman comic you can think of. And I just want to do anything to help this person blow up in America.
Well, let's help her blow up in Chicago. She's got two shows this weekend at Second City. You're doing
Suddenly Mummy on Friday night, Friday, April 20th at 7:30. You can go to suddenlymummy.com. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday night is MILF Life Crisis, the Dating Again comedy, 6:30 on Sunday night, April 23rd. And again, you can go to milflifecrisis.com.
More with our guests right after the news. Quick break here, and then we'll have Rob Martier on 720 WGN. This weekend, our guest Anne-Marie Scheffler is going to be at Second City. You can see Suddenly Mommy at 7:30 on Friday night. And on Saturday night, she'll be doing MILF Life Crisis.
On Sunday night.
Sunday night.
That's okay.
Oh, it's Sunday night. I've heard it both ways. So Friday and Saturday, you're going to be at Second City.
Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, I did it again. I'm distracted by the drilling. Now it's starting to be right underneath us. I mean, I don't know if you can feel the floor shaking just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they're gutting the floor beneath us. Usually it's not this aggressive, but I don't think our listeners can hear it. That's aggressive. Michael, I really still feel like we're going to be in the middle of a cartoon where they're just sawing like a circle around my chair and it's going to fall right through the floor. We are joined by Anne-Marie Scheffler, who's going to be at the Second City this Friday night, 7:30, with Suddenly Mommy, and on Sunday with MILF Life Crisis, sharing stories about, I'm guessing, you and I as comics live a sort of a heightened sense of reality. I don't think people always are worried they're going to be in the show.
Right.
And they have no idea. You're like, I'm not focused. Focusing on you. There's a lot going on.
That's right. And actually, the show Suddenly Mummy, this is a good story for you, Patty. I was doing a lot of my own shows. Like I do solo shows as opposed to like a just stand-up. And I was going touring Canada or doing shows in Ontario and Toronto and Winnipeg or whatever. And I would see this woman ahead of me who was also a Second City Chicago person or Second City person, Nia Vardalos. And she had this show called My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And Patty, I was like, I've already written a new show. She has one show. She keeps doing her one show over and over again. And I've written another show because I can crank out shows. And then it was 2001. I was at Second City. I was at Just for Laughs Montreal.
Funny.
There she was. Her one-person show was becoming a movie. It was like we were all watching it.
It's one of the biggest comedies of all time.
It is, I think, still on record as the biggest grossing independent feature film of all time.
Yeah.
And it came from a one-person show. And I stood there in front of her face going, I have one-person shows too. Oh, my God. You should know me. I know you. I've been following your posters around, literally telling her the story of seeing her posters in all these venues. And to me, it was a lesson of take one show and make it really good.
Right. That's something that I need to learn too. I agree. Yes. And I have similar story as far as doing mom shows.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about that, maybe you've come to I don't know, because people are like, oh, is it just for moms? Are only moms going to get this? I'm like, well, if you've ever had a mom,
right?
If you've been a mom, if you've been born,
yep.
I think that this will be amusing to you. You know? Did you get it? Michael's like,
oh,
Michael's like,
here it comes.
She's getting angry.
In America,
no. I know.
In America, we have rules. You know, we have rules.
Are you able to do that in Canada?
No.
Oh my gosh!
It's because of the drilling. You know what?
We can
write it off as to like now. Patty got it in my head where I think we're going to come through the floor. Because Carl, you were telling
scared.
Me. But you're right. Nobody tells us the real truth. Yeah. They have these what to expect when you're expecting or holy crap, now what? They never say that.
Sorry, my ears are still burning.
That's how motherhood feels, Carl. That's why she said that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And Carl was telling us off the air that he has had to do podcasts while there's been construction.
Oh, yeah.
You can feel the floor shaking underneath us.
I know.
Right now.
It's like I leave L.A. and it feels more like an earthquake right now than it does in L.A. ever.
It's so strange.
No, okay. So I had this crappy office in Hollywood for a year for my podcast station. I now do it out of my apartment because it's like, why do you need an office for a podcast? But anyway, and so we had this total construction going on all around us. And they didn't warn us before we signed the lease. It was amazing. And so it was. It sounded like it was weird. The noises sounded that they were coming from all around us, including one time I had this woman named Tracy Newman, and she's the one who wrote the Ellen Coming Out episode.
Okay.
Won an Emmy for it. So legendary TV writer. She's in here, the studio, and she was talking about how she had started a second career as a folk singer, doing funny songs. So she's singing a song on a ukulele, leaned back in this leather chair, and she's singing a little love song. It's very cute and funny. And all of a sudden, there's this raging, and it sounded like a drill was about to come through the wall and go directly through the back of her chair and into her skull. And she screamed, and she said something so horrible that only a Canadian comic would dare say it on the air. And she,
all right.
But she did that to us. But on podcasts, we could get away with it. So anybody who ever wants to find that, I'll put up that episode again. I'll dig it out of the archives. And you got to hear this on RadioTitans.com. It was on Causeversations. Tracy Newman, I'm going to re-put it up there. And you can hear an Emmy-winning writer totally screaming. And she goes, oh, my God, what the F is that? And she just like drops the ukulele and ran out of the studio. I'm not sure she even came back.
What was the name? What's the name of the podcast?
Causeversations. It's a play on my name.
Causeversations?
Yeah, Kozlowski.
Oh, so it's K-O-Z.
Conversations, yeah.
K-O-Z. K-O-Z Versations. And that one particular was with?
With Tracy Newman on RadioTitans.com. You can find it, but I have to dig it up and put it up next week.
All right, put that one up so people can find that. Oh, that's so funny. Well, that's the thing about doing, whether, you know, you're recording something or having a conversation, especially if you get into, you know, a moment, whether you're playing music or talking about your career and your life, you know, when something throws you off, you're like, what is happening?
I know.
Sometimes we call them gifts from the gods, right?
It is,
especially on set or on stand-up set. Yeah.
Now you straddle too. We were talking about straddling and being able to take care of two things. Did you get into comedy as a stand-up first or as a sketch comic with Second City first?
I actually went to theater school.
Oh, there you go.
A third thing. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. It's such a weird career, but like I literally came up at a theater school doing TV series and TV commercials, and I really just loved comedy so much, and I started to do stand-up, and I felt that stand-up was a real boys' club.
Can I say this?
Is this a surprise for anybody?
Hello, what are you talking about? What?
I was a little scared. Or worse, if I sometimes got a talent crush on a comic, forget it. It was the worst. So I just like I knew that there was trouble brewing. So I ended up accidentally. I also studied clown, like Pachinko clowning.
Ew,
Patty, do you
fancy.
Know what I'm talking about? It's super fancy. It's so theater, artistic, but very physical.
But great for comedy, though. Because the thing is, a lot of comics, they don't train or warm up their voices.
Right.
They don't study movement. I went to the theater at UIC to like sort of expand that. And for writing and understanding what lighting does and how it makes a difference where, you know, the way you bring in an audience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sacred.
Occupy the space.
The space, for sure. And I had a clown duo, Boggs and Bailey. And we started to do some comedy, and then she left me. My comedy partner left me, and so I know. And then the festival producer was like a theater festival. He said, "Just do a one person show." And I was like, "I'm 26 years old. I'm never going to do a one person show." But you know, it was pretty much stand up. It was like a 45 minute long set is what it was, and I had this theater background, and I had this physical comedy. So I kind of never looked back, and I got scouted by HBO, and things just really moved forward. I really played the fringe festivals across Canada in the 90s, and I got a comedy special. My fifth show not getting it is a comedy special, and they still play it on the Comedy Network in Canada. I know.
That's so much fun.
Yeah.
God, I mean, like, it's wonderful to be able to, well, because the way you went, you know, with the kind of hesitation that it's a boys club, what a great way into it to sort of, like, not even have to worry about it, and then to be able to come in and command the, you know, the sort of attention and respect that you deserve.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Good for mommy. Good for mommy.
Yeah, it is a straight. I mean, I still walk into clubs and and like the doorman will be like, "Can I help you?" I'm like, I'm the headliner. I saw my picture on the thing. No, all right, just
yeah. Well, even this is funny because there's an idea of when, because now I do my shows in big venues, and like there's some people whose names are the venues. Like there's a Sandra Seamus out of Canada, and it's all about Sandra Seamus. It's her name. Her titles are amazing, but everyone knows her name. But for me, my titles lead the way, right?
Right.
Not getting it. Suddenly Mummy. And MILF Life Crisis. Oh my God, Patty, when I got that, when it came into my head.
Is that a good feeling? Yes,
I was
yes,
like,
yes.
And then no one had the URL. I was like, I'm a queen. I'm the queen of everything.
I own this.
I own this baby.
This is my space.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, not the MySpace. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't know why everyone's talking about MySpace this week. It does, apparently. I did an interview with Arsenio Hall, and he even mentioned MySpace. I know. He's doing Zanies, by the way.
Oh my
God. He's doing Zanies this weekend.
What? Yes. He's there this weekend?
Yes, he's at the Zanies. I think he's at the Zanies at Rosemont, actually.
What?
Yes.
Okay, so, because, like, if you look at my my own site, here I'm plugging myself, but whatever.
Yes.
CarlKozlowski.com, CarlKozlowski.com. All my videos from the Ice House, there's like two or three of them. Every time I wound up following Arsenio Hall, which is totally insane, he shows up and just bumps me over and over and over. But then he sets the stage so well that I wound up having the set of my life.
There you
it's
go.
Crazy. Yeah.
Well, you should go out to the Zanies in Rosemont and,
yes,
and do a guest set and bump him. Yeah.
Yes.
Be like,
right.
Take 5 minutes out of your set, dude. Yeah. Let's take a break here. More with our guests when we come back again. Anne-Marie Scheffler is at the Second City right here in Old Town. You can see Suddenly Mommy on Friday night at 7:30 and MILF Life Crisis on Sunday night. And do you have the website? Up my MILF Life Crisis?
Yes, I do. I certainly own that baby.
Yeah. Go to the website, find out more about her and her extraordinary career. More after this on 720 WGN. And you got Carl Kozlowski's website. We'll spell it again in a moment. More in a moment. Now, I was telling our guest, Anne-Marie Scheffler, who is appearing at Zanies this Friday night and Sunday night. That's what I said. gosh, I am so, again, well, because you're competing with me. That's why I keep messing up your show times, because I am doing my show out in Arlington Heights, but I won't mention it till after you leave.
Okay, got it. Fair enough.
It is Suddenly Mommy on Friday night at Second City in Old Town, then Sunday night, MILF Life Crisis at Second City again on Sunday night, and they can go to MILFLifeCrisis.com for information not only about the performances, but also about this extraordinary comedian and writer and producer, and I'm guessing all kinds of things.
And cheerleader for life, Patty.
Cheerleader for life.
I'm telling you, you know, the reason I wrote MILF Life Crisis is because I felt like I was going through a divorce and I didn't want to have a divorce show. I wanted to have like a dating again show. I wanted it to be fun. Like, because what I felt like was the women who were, you know, my people around me, my tribe, my MILF tribe, like you really had to sort of pick yourself up and not feel like you were too old or whatever. So like my show is an actual celebration.
Right.
So like if you are listening to this and like maybe you're over 35 or 40 and you want to like put on your leopard print and come out and like celebrate how good looking you still are and how like life is just beginning. I say that I'm going to live to 200. So I'm just like a quarter way into my life.
Right.
You know?
Well, and it's interesting because I call this show pretty late, right? Because and partly I grew up as a nerd, a bit of a dork. I never felt good about myself. And it wasn't really until I hit my 30s. And even when I had kids, I kind of felt like, hey, I don't look so bad. So when we decided on the name of this show, I was like, you know, I'm going to call it Pretty Late, you know, because sometimes I do feel good about myself. And man, people lose their minds. Oh, is it supposed to be, do you think you're pretty?
Oh.
I'm like, don't I get to once in a while?
Yeah.
Like, feel.
I think you do.
I get to feel pretty.
You're very pretty to
But
me.
When you say that, though, you know, it's like we kind of have this idea that we can't celebrate how good we feel about ourselves. I love that idea. You know, you're not. And when people say, oh, well, you know, you're too old to do this or it's too late for you. We live to be 90 now.
Yeah. And 200, me.
You're 200 because you are celebrating life and that makes a difference in the long haul.
I'm just a late bloomer, too. I'm like, takes me forever to figure things out.
And are you? So what is it like dating? I mean, how's it been? Are you doing the apps? Are you swiping? Are you sliding? Are you poking? I don't know.
These are really good questions, Patty. These are so good. It's so exciting. And the show is full of this stuff, too. Like, I do have a lot of Tinder stories in there. And I really do have, like, a woman in my life who's from Chicago, big surprise, who, like she got out of her 32-year marriage and was, like, dating two guys in one day and having, like, sex. She was, like, amazed.
What?
And she was, like, taking this, you know, dating again thing, the divorce thing, like, by storm. She was so excited. And I was not there yet, Patty. I was like, I don't ever want to love again. And I'll just take care of the kids and make cookies. And like, I was not there. But she really was. And so she's in my show as a character. But in real life, I do have like a bit of a crush on a guy who's also, this is the thing. The people you used to love in your 20s are now divorcing, right?
Oh, so are you reconnecting with people
that
you were interested in?
Yeah.
Now you kind of come back around.
Yeah.
And there's something about the life experiences that you have kind of getting back together.
Yeah.
It's
because it's so weird to like be on Tinder and you get some guy who's like really good looking, but he's like, so you're an actor. Yeah, I'm an actor. You think you can... get me in a movie?
Oh no!
You know, like so, this is the, and you're like, oh, I just want to have sex. Do I have to be your agent too? Like, you
know? I'm not taking headshots unless it's something. No.
Where's your credit card? I was married to a civilian. I love him so much. He's still a good person. But you know, it's such so nice to find the person that you were like in did a shoot with like in your 20s, and then you see them again, and it's like, oh my god, you have kids. I have kids too. And I'm very specific about someone, obviously, but it's just crazy, right? That like life exists again.
Do we know who this person is?
Somebody we'd ever famous. He might be famous.
All right.
Carl doesn't know.
It's me. Like...
We have a listener who wants to join us. Hey, Southside Frank, how are you doing?
Hey, Pat. How's it going tonight?
Doing all right. I'm having trouble hearing you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Oh, I'm sorry, Patty. How's everyone?
Oh, there you go. I want to hear that beautiful voice. What do you want to say, Southside Frank?
I am proud of you all. I want you all to celebrate yourselves. And no, there is nothing wrong with anything that you are doing or and. I'm glad you all are celebrating yourselves. You need to speak up for yourselves once in a while and say, hey, I do look good.
Thank you. I am great.
And I am special.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with the title of the show.
Thank you.
I love the show.
Thank you.
It gives all of us life.
Yeah.
It really does.
Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful, Southside Frank. Oh, so great to hear so many great, wonderful
so nice.
And friendly voices at night. You be well. Have a great weekend.
You too now. Have a great one, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, because that's the thing, too, is if you say you're a MILF, right, people are like, oh, what does that mean? You think you're effable?
Well, this is the thing.
What does that mean?
I know.
Yeah.
I remember the first time someone called me a MILF, I was like, that is just so disrespectful. Wait, this is good because it's in the pop culture already.
Yeah.
And I say rename it and claim it. So I call it Mothers Are Incredible, Lovely, and Fantastic.
Oh, there you go.
And then
that works on the Christian comedy
there
tour.
You go,
I don't
right,
know
Carl?
If Carl, would that work as a MILF if you reinterpret it that way in the Christian comedy world?
Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah. Well, it's Catholic comedy. We're a little more laid back. You can drink, like crazy and whatever. But yeah, I mean,
holy
the MILF
wine
thing,
only.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it's funny because right now, it's like I'm telling these guys that I'm working with, oh yeah, well she's amazing, blah blah blah, and they're like, oh, we want to see the mommy show, but is there any way that we have to figure out how do we keep people from finding out about the MILF thing? And I'm like, but anyway, no, but no, she's great. We'll figure it out.
So tell us about the Catholic comedy tour that you do.
Okay, so I have this group called Catholic Laughs, CatholicLaughs.com, and basically, one of my best friends was an actor who became a priest.
Oh,
and he. And I have the same wild sense of humor, which he usually hides by, keeps it to when he's like off duty. But anyways, so he said, hey, would you bring, he got transferred from Chicago to L.A. and said, would you bring a comedy show once a month after Mass for like Bagel Hour? And we started doing this
on a
small level,
yep.
But it caught on like, wow, like right away. And then we did this huge fundraiser last March, and a big company came and filmed it as a demo. And in that lineup, some of these names you'll recognize probably. We had Tom Dreesen. We had Brian Kiley, who's like a Conan writer and Letterman-level comic. We had Steve Simone, who's like this red-hot L.A. comic. And, God, there was like six people that have been on Letterman Tonight Show.
Oh, wow.
In one show. And we were like, see, you can have a clean comedy show that is brilliantly funny, and it doesn't have to be lame. And so we're started this whole idea that we're doing shows now all over L.A., and we're about to go nationwide touring with it. And I think it's going to be really big, I hope.
Catholic Laughs, right?
Yep.
Catholic Laughs. Yeah. Excellent. And again, Second City this weekend with Anne-Marie Scheffler. She is going to be performing Suddenly Mommy on Friday night at 7:30, and then MILF Life Crisis on Sunday. What time on Sunday?
It's at 6:30 on Sunday, and I do recommend going with your girlfriends. It's a great girls' night out.
Excellent.
Both shows, both shows. And if you're a man and you would like to meet some single women.
I'm saying. This seems like
a logical thing to do, people.
I went to the show, and I'll attest. I went with a friend, and it was me and the guy, and then just a bunch of women. And I was like, oh my God, I was almost too scared.
But it
was,
no, it was good. Don't be scared. By the way, we had a text that said, love the title. The whole crew is great. All of you are beautiful and great. So aww, that's very nice. Thank you for the wonderful 773. Anne-Marie, I look forward to having you back in studio, both of you. I know, Carl, you're back tomorrow night for our Freak Out Friday segment.
Yeah.
You're welcome to hang out. I don't know if you want to talk politics on a Friday night after your shows, but you get some rest.
I'll get some rest, yeah.
But Anne-Marie Scheffler, go to her website, milflifecrisis.com. It was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you, Carl, for bringing her into our lives. And we will see you tomorrow night, my friend.
Thank you, Patty, so much.
I got to get a photo before you go.
You bet.
All right, more for this on 720 WGN.